With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting the Supreme Court says no to a quick ruling on former President Trump. Correspondent Mike Kempen reports.
The High Court says it won't immediately take up a plea by Special Counsel Jack Smith to rule on whether former President Trump can be prosecuted for his actions to overturn the 2020 election results. That means the issue will be decided by the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit. That court has indicated it will decide the case quickly. Special Counsel Smith warned that even a quick appellate decision might not get to the Supreme Court for review and final word before the court's traditional summer break. Mike Hempen, Washington.
Former President Trump says he's eager to debate President Biden, even if the debates are sponsored by the Nonpartisan Commission on Presidential Debates. And he says he's open to debating a single Republican rival if a serious challenger emerges after the New Hampshire primary. Correspondent Rita Foley reports on holiday travel.
Millions of us are on the road or in the air traveling for the holidays. U.S. airlines say they got this. They indicate they can handle the holiday crowds after hiring thousands of pilots, flight attendants, and other workers. They're trying not to have a repeat of last Christmas season when a Southwest Airlines debacle stranded more than 2 million people. The TSA expects to screen more than 2.5 million travelers today, expected to be the busiest day for air travel this season, along with New Year's Day. But more of us are going to drive. The busiest days on the road will be Saturday and next Thursday, December 28th, according to INRIX, the transportation data provider. I'm Rita Foley.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 18 points. The Nasdaq, however, rose 29. The S&P advanced 7. Oil down to $73.55 a barrel. This is SRN News. A lot of Christian colleges support Planned Parenthood.
According to a report from Students for Life of America, about 10% of the country's 767 colleges and universities, which are affiliated with Christian churches, have a relationship with the nation's largest abortion business. Even more troubling is the fact the percentage is growing, with more Christian schools supporting Planned Parenthood now than 2 years ago. SFLA is urging those colleges to mend their ways. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Nigerian government slashed public transportation fees during the Christmas season in hopes of helping Christians make it home for the holiday. The African country is suffering economic hardship caused by the government's new austerity measures. About half of Nigeria's population is Christian, and many see Christmas as a once-in-a-year opportunity to reunite with families back in rural areas. Christians are also being victimized by two Muslim terrorist groups in Nigeria. This is SRN News. Shots ring outside a Richmond, Virginia hospital.
It happened early Friday morning. Police say the 27-year-old suspect went to the hospital on his own for a mental health evaluation. Something happened, and they say he pulled a gun and started shooting. One person suffers serious but non-life-threatening injuries. An off-duty police officer fired at the gunman, who was not hit. After that, police say the man surrendered. Rich Thomason reporting.
President Biden has pardoned thousands of people who are convicted of use and simple possession of marijuana on federal lands and in the District of Columbia. The White House says his action Friday is his latest round of executive clemencies meant to rectify racial disparities in the justice system. Biden is also granting clemency to 11 people serving what the White House calls disproportionately long sentences for nonviolent drug offenses. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.